little bit of
entertaining you for you.
And this is brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair and Auto Flex Leasing.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room.
Oh, thank you.
And let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Come on, let's hear it for him.
Okay.
Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Guess who smokes pot?
Thank you very much. We'll start off with Dane Cook. Everybody's, I think Danny's the one that turned me on to this guy first off and said, dude, you got to check out Cook.
Oh, yeah. He's my favorite. He's really funny.
I remember that. He told me the same thing.
Pulled you aside one night out. He's
yes.
like, dude, Cook.
Cook.
It's the wave of the future.
Yeah, like, I don't think those words.
I know he said to me, look, I know that you really don't take much I say seriously, but I'm just going to say one word to you, man, Cook.
And then he just walked away.
Yes.
Wait.
What are you saying?
You're leaving me hanging. I don't understand Cook. So he is pretty much the biggest douchebag comic out there. I wonder if the people that really, really thought he was funny 4 years ago, the 19-year-old college idiot.
Uh-huh.
Still do. Yeah.
The answer is no.
Or maybe they moved on to Carrot Top.
You know what? He is, if we would like, he is playing the Hollywood Bowl. Not
who,
by himself.
Carrot Top?
No, Dane Cook. He's part of the cast of the producers. And I know that you're really way up into musicals and
yes,
plays
I am.
And stuff. Well, they're doing the Mel Brooks is the producers at the Hollywood
Bowl. Hollywood
Bowl? Yeah.
Really?
He plays a Nazi.
Huh.
Yeah. Maybe that's where he got this joke. So in between doing the producers, he was at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles
right.
last night. And he decided to...
Is that where you're going
to
go for open mic night?
The Laugh Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. Try out my new set. My new set on Syria.
Well, what did he say?
He said, so I heard that the guy... Now, he's referring to the Colorado shooting.
Yes, James Holmes.
He said, so I heard that the guy came into the theater about 25 minutes into the movie. And I don't know if you've seen the movie, but the movie is pretty much a big piece of crap. Yeah, spoiler alert, I know. And I know that if none of that would have happened, I'm pretty sure that somebody in the theater, about 25 minutes in, realizing it was a piece of crap, probably was like, ugh, effing shoot me. Yeah.
That is not funny on any front.
You know, if you're going to be shocking, be funny.
You know what, though, man?
The same could be said for a Dane Cook stand-up show.
I know this is going to sound ridiculous coming from me, because I have
don't say it.
Reputation of being a jack wagon.
Corby, don't say
everybody
it.
Knows
I'm not going to say
are.
Anything, but what all I'm saying is...
Everybody knows you're a shock jock.
It is too soon, man.
Not in the world of comedy.
Dude.
Nothing sacred in the world of comedy.
I don't know. We are
He's
one,
right. There's no such thing as too soon.
We are 1 week removed from a guy going into a theater and blasting away. And I understand
what
you're
saying.
Well,
the thing about it is, though, if he doesn't do it, some other comic will.
Yeah, and what is
and
all
he'll
this
get all
about?
The attention for it.
Exactly.
We're talking about him on E! News instead of Dane Cook.
And where's the rule book on what's too soon? I mean, what is it, 2 weeks? A month? I mean, you can make Dylan Klebold jokes all day now, and no one cares.
I know.
So, I mean, I don't understand what difference it makes.
I think there is an ambiguous timetable. I don't know what it is, so I'm going to shut up now because I really don't. You remember the joke that Gilbert Gottfried issued right after 9/11? 3 weeks after the World Trade Center fell, Gottfried was at the Friars Club.
Oh, the Friars Club.
Yeah.
I don't even
where
know what
Jackie
that is.
Used to ply his craft, along with every other Meshuggah comic.
And he was talking about 9/11, and he was like, 9/11? I mean, yeah, I mean, 3 weeks after. 3 weeks!
9/11? Hey!
He was like, yeah, what an event that was. I tried to get a direct flight to it, but they said they'd have to stop at the Empire State Building first. he was booed off stage.
Remember, he lost his job from Aflac because of all those tsunami jokes.
Oh, that's right. Boy, Gilbert Godfrey, he'll get on it quick.
You guys have become shock jocks.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, it's Dane Cook. Surely he has other material out there, especially like Danny said, that may be actually funny.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
If he does, he's done a pretty good job of holding it back.
It's all about restraint, Mike.
Yeah, I guess less is more, huh?
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars.
The less jokes you have, the better you are.
Dancing with the Stars is, they're back at it. Now,
is that on again?
It's going to be on in the fall, September 24th. And they have decided that just getting B-list celebrities to come dance is not enough. So they've decided to get an all-star cast to come back and have a dance-off.
Wow.
Hold that thought.
You will
have the following former contestants appear again on Dancing with the Stars, including but not limited to Apollo Anton Ono, Mike. Everyone's favorite short-track speed skater.
Yes, another Olympian.
He was on in season 4 and he won. Someone named Giles Marini?
No.
Anyone?
No.
No?
Move on.
Danny's friend, Helio Castroneves.
Who's that?
The race car driver. Didn't the orphanage have him on one time?
I don't think so.
He was the season 5 winner. Also on that list, you will find Kirstie Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Bristol Palin.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Latchkey. Joey Fat One, who season 4 second place. We all remember that.
Is Erin Andrews on there? She must be.
Hang on. So Joey Fatone, Melissa Rycroft, who's that? Is that a news lady?
No.
I don't know.
Isn't it a news lady?
You're E-News. You're supposed to know these things.
Yes, you're supposed to know these things. This is Dancing with the Stars.
She was a contestant
This falls under your purview.
She was a contestant on The Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
Is anybody asking you to tell us everybody who's going to be in the White Sox bullpen tonight? No, they asked me that.
All right. Can you name the entire White Sox bullpen? If you can, you are the biggest nerd I've ever met.
Let's hear it, Mike. You can't do it.
I looked out there and saw Shoopy. All right, let's see. There will be Addison Reed.
He's their closer.
Hector Santiago. They have a new guy, a new black guy with a really weird name.
Okay, we kind of need his name.
I think you're nailing it. Now I know who not to go to for my baseball questions.
I'm kind of stuck after that.
No, you got it. You got two guys and then a black guy who's new.
Yes. Yasmani Grandal.
Okay, Sean Johnson, who I don't know who that is. I think she's some Olympian. Kelly Monaco. Pamela Anderson, Mike.
Yeah.
And Emmett Smith.
Anomaly Smith.
Now, have you guys texted about this?
Yes.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
So you knew about it?
He asked me if I thought this was a good idea.
Did he ask you if he did this, if he was somehow compromising?
I put that idea by him, and he told me he never compromises.
Right.
I never compromise.
I never compromise.
He didn't have the tequila I asked for.
All right, was anybody brave enough?
Yeah, he told me he wanted to ask me about this first.
Was anybody brave enough in the recording room to be like, look, I know you're black, but can you just one time say ask?
No, they weren't. They weren't.
Can you just...
I was there. I could tell you they weren't.
And no one said it?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Dude, it's ask, not ask.
I didn't have
it. We're not chopping a tree down.
Leave him alone. If he wants to say axe, he can say axe.
How do you think Pamela Anderson's holding up these days?
She's been supplanted
by
many.
Well, I know, but how do you think she's holding up? Like, if she walked in this room, how skanked out would she be?
Pretty, I'll bet you.
I bet you
pretty
that
highly.
Face. Man, for some reason, I mean, she had a really innocent face.
Not anymore, Holmes.
No, no.
How about faces a facial? Her face has had too many things done to it.
And I don't want to dance with her. I don't want her grinding all over me.
She's got hepatitis.
Give me that hep C.
Yeah.
Let's see, you don't want to dance with her. You don't want to play golf with whatever her name was.
Right.
And
I don't want that hep C slime on my jean pants.
There are a lot of girls that you don't want to do stuff with.
Yeah, you don't want to play golf with you. Now, Fred Willard, this is a story that you missed, Mike, when you were gone on vacation. Fred Willard was caught in a Hollywood theater, in an adult theater, according to police.
What, a skin flick place?
Yes, according to police.
Masturbating.
The great Fred Willard.
78-year-old Fred Willard.
I support him in this.
Now, he's made a few jokes about it. But he was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, so I thought we would play.
I think this is Fallon.
I'm sorry, Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
The Exchange. I got it here, by the way. So here is Fred Willard explaining exactly what went wrong at that Hollywood theater.
Did you mind me asking about this? Can I ask you about this?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. Yeah, but anyway, it was like a trip down Alice in Wonderland.
Sorry, what?
What happened?
Are you playing it or are we?
You couldn't hear it from
here?
No,
we can hear it. It just stopped.
Hang on.
Did you mind me asking about this? Can I ask you about this?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. Yeah, but anyway, it was like a trip down Alice in Wonderland.
I guess you guys are going to play it because mine's stopping.
Did you mind me asking about this? Can I ask you about this?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. Yeah, but anyway, it was like a trip down Alice in Wonderland, down the rabbit hole. Fire away. I think they said, all right.
Well, the movie you went to see.
Yes.
Was it The Firm?
No.
Was it Free Willy?
No.
Was it Anaconda?
No, sadly, it was Get Shorty.
Get Shorty.
At the end of that movie, someone gets whacked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Genius.
Wow, talk about one joke after another.
Still funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Now, do we have any more of that, or is that it? Because he did go on and basically say that he was horribly, horribly embarrassed.
Fred, can I just add, at one point, though, and you're watching the movie, did you think it was in 3D?
No.
Fred, I know this must be a tough time.
It is. It's very embarrassing. It's embarrassing as hell, you know. But let me say this. Yeah. Nothing happened. Yeah. I did nothing wrong. Everything's being sorted out as we speak. I have great respect for the authorities. I mean, when we need a policeman, God bless them, they're there.
Yes.
But if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, everything seems suspicious. And it's an embarrassment. It's very painful, but I try to laugh it off. But my summary of the whole evening was, it's an interesting theater, a boring movie, and a great place to take a nap.
Fantastic. Well,
all right, so I'm going to ask you, will there be a point in your life that you wander to an adult movie? Now, you've already been. You're on record as saying you've seen Behind the Green Door.
He took a date to Deep Throat, Corby.
Deep Throat, yeah. Will there be a time, though, that you wander into an adult theater and perform that trick?
I will say yes.
At the age of 78. That is my father's age.
He doesn't seem 78, though.
Well, so what? He is 78. I know he didn't seem it, and I have all the respect in the world for Fred Willard. And to be honest with you, I really could care less that he did this. But at the same time, man, home, you can't just stay at home. You got to go to an adult theater.
Got to cop a buzz somehow.
Man, I guess so. That is just bizarro.
We don't all have the illegal DirecTV chip like you, where we can just watch Vivid 24/7.
Man, that was a bad time in my life.
What's so bad about it?
Show up to work sweating.
All tired. Your legs.
Corby, you have no energy.
Your legs are so weak.
Yeah, but you were working with Chris Harlan, so it didn't matter.
No, I wasn't. I was working with you.
Yeah. You always would show up to work.
You
just
were working
kind of,
with us during the
days,
were you?
Yeah, he was. He always showed up to work with a kind of embarrassed looking, like he'd been doing something he shouldn't have been.
All rosy cheeked.
Like you weren't interested in having sex with your wife ever.
Thank God that went away. AMC, by the way, has canceled The Killing after 2 seasons. Didn't you guys watch that? Or Danny, did you watch one
season?
The
first season, and when there was no payoff, it pissed me off so bad I didn't go back.
Man, I wonder how that other... Oh, you watch that other show.
What other show?
The after Breaking Bad.
Oh, Small Town Security.
Have you watched both episodes?
Yeah, it's really, really crazy. I mean, it's really crazy, and I'm not sure what kind of payout there's going to be here. I thought the first was pretty funny. The second...
Okay. It's a comedy?
Yeah, it's kind of a quasi-reality type show.
It's
kind of
like Reno 911, but even more insane.
Okay, all right.
It's not funny.
It's really insane. I'll probably give it one more shot, and if there is nothing this time, then I'm done.
All right.
Are you done here?
We're done.
Do you have any stories on Blues Traveler?
No, none.
No festivals we need to know about in Murfreesboro or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
You sure?
Yes, nothing.
Just take a second look and make sure.
No, I did. There are no festivals that I'm going to. I'm going to California tomorrow.
But I mean,
by the way, you know what's tomorrow night? In Ventura.
What?
Burning Man?
The Smithereens.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got to go to that.
I know, dude.
All right, okay. That's what we'll do tomorrow night. Can't wait for that. Let's see. It's 4:54 here on the ticket.